Page 225, Chapter 7. Of a great tourneying in the Joyous Isle, and how Sir Percival and Sir Ector came thither, and Sir Percival fought with him. So when this cry was made unto Joyous Isle, drew knights to the number of 500, and wit ye well there was never seen in Arthur's days one knight that did so much deeds of arms as Sir Lancelot did 3 days together. For as the book maketh truly mention, he had the better of all the 500 knights, and there was not one slain of them. And after that Sir Lancelot made them all a great feast. And in the meanwhile came Sir Percival de Gale and Sir Ector de Maris under that castle that was called Joyous Isle. And as they beheld that gay castle, they would have gone to that castle, but they might not, for the broad water and bridge could they find none. Then they saw on the other side a lady with a spurhawk in her hand, and Sir Percival called unto her and asked that lady who was in that castle. "Fair knights," she said, "here within this castle is the fairest lady in this land, and her name is Elaine. Also we have in this castle the fairest knight, and the mightiest man that is, I dare say, living, and he called himself Le Chevalier Malfay. "How came he into these marches?" said Sir Percival. "Truly," said the damosel, "he came into this country like a madman, with dogs and boys chasing him through the city of Corbin, and by the holy vessel of the Sangreal he was brought into this his wit again, and he will not do battle with no knight but by undern or by noon." "And if he list to come into the castle," said the lady, "ye must ride unto the further side of the castle, and there shall ye find a vessel that will bear you and your horse." Then they departed and came unto the vessel, and then Sir Percival alit and said to Sir Ector de Maris, "Ye shall abide me here until that I wit that man what manner of knight he is, for it were shame unto us, inasmuch as he is but one knight, and we should both do battle with him." Page 226. "Do ye as ye list," said Sir Ector, "and here I shall abide you until that I hear of you." Then passed Sir Percival the water, and when he came to the castle gate, he bade the porter, "Go thou to the good knight within the castle, and tell him here is come an errant knight to joust with him." "Sir," said the porter, "ride ye within the castle, and there is a common place for jousting, that lords and ladies may behold you." So anon, as Sir Lancelot had warning, he was soon ready, and there Sir Percival and Sir Lancelot encountered with such a might, and their spears were so rude, that both the horses and the knights fell to the earth. Then they avoided their horses, and flung out noble swords, and hew away cantles of their shields, and hurtled together with their shields like two boars, and either wounded other passing sore. At the last, Sir Percival spake first, when they had foughten there for more than 2 hours. "Fair knight," said Sir Percival, "I require thee tell me thy name, for I met never with such a knight." "Sir," said Sir Lancelot, "my name is Le Chevalier Malfay." "Now tell me your name," said Sir Lancelot, "I require you, gentle knight." "Truly," said Sir Percival, "my name is Sir Percival de Gales, that was brother unto the good knight Sir Lamorak de Gales, and King Pellinore was our father, and Sir Aglovale is my brother." "Alas," said Sir Lancelot, "what have I done to fight with you that are a knight of the round table of the Table Round that sometime was your fellow?" Page 227, Chapter 8. How each of them knew other, and of their courtesy, and how his brother Ector came to him, and of their joy. And therewithal Sir Lancelot kneeled down upon his knees, and threw away his shield and his sword from him. When Sir Percival saw him do so, he marvelled what he meaned, and then thus he said, "Sir Knight, whomsoever thou be, I require thee upon the high order of knighthood, tell me thy true name." Then he said, "So God help me, my name is Sir Lancelot du Lake, King Ban, son of Benwick." "Alas," said Sir Percival, "what have I done? I was sent by the queen for to seek you, and so I have sought you nigh this 2 year, and yonder is Sir Ector de Maris, your brother, abideth me on the other side of the yonder water. Now, for God's sake, said Sir Percival, forgive me mine offences that I have here done. It is soon forgiven, said Sir Launcelot. Then Sir Percival sent for Sir Ector de Maris, and when Sir Launcelot had a sight of him, he ran unto him and took him in his arms. And then Sir Ector kneeled down, and either wept upon other, that all had pity to behold them. Then came Dame Elaine, and she there made them great cheer, as might be, as might lie in her power. And there she told Sir Ector and Sir Percival how and in what manner Sir Launcelot came into that country, and how he was healed. And there it was known how long Sir Launcelot was with Sir Bliant and with Sir Selivant, and how he first met with them, and how he departed from them because of a boar, and how the hermit healed Sir Launcelot of his great wound, and how that he came to Corbin. Page 228. Chapter 9. How Sir Bors and Sir Lionel came to King Brandegoris, and how Sir Bors took his son Helen de Leblanc, and of Sir Launcelot. Now leave we Sir Launcelot in the joyous isle with the Lady Dame Elaine and Sir Percival and Sir Ector playing with them, and turn we to Sir Bors de Ganis and Sir Lionel, that had sought Sir Launcelot nigh by the space of 2 year, and never could they hear of him. And as they thus rode by adventure, they came to the house of Brandegoris, and there Sir Bors was well known, for he had gotten a child upon the king's daughter 15 year tofore, and his name was Helen LeBlanc. And when Sir Bors saw that child, it liked him passing well, and so those knights had good cheer of the King Brandegoris. And on the morn Sir Bors came afore King Brandegoris and said, Here is my son Helen LeBlanc, that as it is said, he is my son, and sith it is so, I will that ye wit that I will have him with me unto the court of King Arthur. Sir, said the king, ye may well take him with you, but he is over tender of age. As for that, said Sir Bors, I will have him with me, and bring him to the house of most worship of the world. So when Sir Bors should depart, there was made great sorrow for the departing of Helen LeBlanc, and great weeping was there made. But Sir Bors and Sir Lionel departed, and within a while they came to Camelot, where was King Arthur. And when King Arthur understood that Helen LeBlanc was Sir Bors's son, and nephew unto King Brandegoris, then King Arthur let him make knight of the Round Table, and so he proved a good knight and an adventurous. Now will we turn to our matter of Sir Launcelot. It befell upon a day Sir Ector and Sir Percival came to Sir Launcelot, and asked him what he would do, and whether he would go with them unto King Arthur or not. Page 229. Nay, said Sir Launcelot, there may not be by no mean, for I was so entreated. [1] At the court, that I cast me never to come there more. Sir, said Sir Ector, I am your brother, and ye are the man in the world that I love most. And if I understood that it were your disworship, ye may understand I would never counsel you thereto. But King Arthur and all his knights, and in especial Queen Guinevere, made such dole and sorrow that it was marvel to hear and see. And ye must remember the great worship and renown that ye be of, how that ye have been more spoken of than any other knight that is now living. For there is none that beareth the name now but ye and Sir Tristram. Therefore, brother, said Sir Ector, make you ready to ride to the court with us, and I dare say there was never knight better welcome to the court than ye. And I wot well, and can make it good, said Sir Ector. It hath cost my lady the queen 20,000 pound, the seeking of you. Well, brother, said Sir Launcelot, I will do after your counsel, and ride with you. So then they took their horses and made them ready, and took their leave at King Pelles and Dame Elaine. And when Sir Launcelot should depart, Dame Elaine made great sorrow. My lord, Sir Launcelot, said Dame Elaine, At this same feast of Pentecost shall your son and mine, Galahad, be made knight, for he is fully now 15 winter old. Do as ye list, said Sir Launcelot. God give him grace to prove a good knight. As for that, said Dame Elaine, I doubt not he shall prove the best man of his kin except one. Then shall he be a man good enough, said Sir Launcelot.